You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Pridecast with Jonathan Bennett
and James Vaughn
on iHeartRadio.
Oh my gosh, it's a new episode of Pridecast. Ready, James? Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everybody, to Pridecast. I'm your host, Jonathan Bennett, and this is my beautiful husband, James Vaughn, my co-host. Hello, James.
Hi, baby. What an intro.
What an intro. You know, you'd think after like 10 of these, our intros would be more succinct, but you know, that's kind of the beauty of Pridecast. Anything can happen.
That was pretty succinct, baby. I think that was the issue.
That was the most succinct one. Usually I say a whole thing of like a place where you can love, you can laugh, and you can be proud of who you are, and you can love each other, and we're super gay. So welcome to the gayest podcast in the world.
That works too.
And we are up in Vancouver right now because James came to visit me while I'm on location shooting a movie. I don't think the movie's been released yet, but let's just say it's not a Christmas movie, but it's very close to a Christmas movie. We're up here in beautiful Vancouver, BC, filming, and it's going really well. But we weren't able to do a podcast last week because we were filming. So now we have James up here and we can do it together.
Yes, that is exactly why I came up here, baby.
He flew all the way here just to do Pridecast and to give me lovings because, well, it's been like a week and a half and I was missing you and I can't cuddle with a pillow anymore. Do you guys do this? Like when you travel and you're away from your partner, like I have to hug a pillow because you're not there. Do you hug a pillow when I'm not there?
No, because I have the dog. I have Brad. So we just
this is my whole reason for this podcast is to talk about why we need to get a second dog.
We should
and
not.
That's
get a
exactly
dog.
Why we're here. Wait, speaking of people that are here, Raymond, our Gen Z leaning producer, is in Fire Island right now. Guys, he is reporting live on the scene from Fire Island.
We got
New
boots
York.
On the ground.
Boots on the ground. Yeah. Raymond, how's it going in Fire Island?
It's going good, but it's like choosing chaos. You know what I mean?
Wait, no, explain. You got to elaborate on that.
Because everyone's seen the Fire Island movie that's come out recently.
Which I loved.
I loved it. And do you think, is the movie pretty accurate representation of what's actually going on Fire Island these days?
I think that it's not accurate, but I think that like it could level up. You know what
right.
I mean? We had to keep it PG as like the gays. We had to like lightly introduce them to it. You know what I mean?
Yes. So Raymond, you're saying the experience in Fire Island is actually much more extreme than what we saw on screen.
Yeah.
So how many days have you been there?
I've only been here for like a day, 24 hours.
And what have we done in the first 24 hours on the ground in Fire Island 2022 summer?
So into underwear party.
Okay, explain. Please tell everyone what an underwear party on Fire Island's like. Walk me through it.
So you have to walk to like Cherry Grove, which is like 30 minutes away from the Pines.
Do you walk through the meat rack?
Yep.
The meat rack is a place where people build their relationships. In between the Pines and Cherry Grove, it's a it's a special area. So
to me, it was like Mosquito City, and I was like, guys, I have to get out of here.
Yeah, like, too many bugs.
Yeah, like to me, it's just like bugs. You're walking through like a little stretch of wilderness. It's like you can choose your own adventure, and you could just walk through the wilderness if you like.
Yeah.
Or you can go deep into the wilderness, deep into the wilderness. Now, so you walk through the meat rack to get there. And what happens when you arrive?
So then they're like, check your clothes. You can only wear underwear.
So you're like, obviously.
Yeah. You're like, give up everything. Okay. And then go inside and have a great time.
And you're just dancing. Like you're just like having drinks and like dancing and talking. And you just all happen to be in your underwear.
Wait, what is the underwear? Yeah. Like what are the kids wearing these days for underwear?
Because back in the day, we wore, like, briefs were the thing.
But it was like the Calvin Klein. Everyone had the Calvin Kleins because you were trying to be, like, the guy on the
You were
box.
Trying to be Mark Wahlberg.
Right, right. So I wore my Calvins.
Okay, as you was like, classy.
Yeah, because I'm, like, a professional. Obviously. But, like, the kids were wearing a lot less.
Do they wear underwear that don't have, like, full backsides to them?
Correct. Yeah.
Isn't that the point of underwear, to protect your pants from your butt? Is that not why you guys wear underwear? That's why I wear underwear.
I think at an underwear party, there probably is a different goal.
Oh, so that's true. Maybe that would be why. That's true.
Honestly, I wear underwear to not get chafed.
Okay.
Like, I just wear it so I don't get chafed. But like last night, I don't know what people are wearing. You know what I mean?
And
I don't wear underwear.
So you
just so he I doesn't. Don't know what I would do at that party.
Everything's just flopping everywhere. All
I don't
the time.
Like underwear. It's really I not know, comfortable. I don't I like know. To be constrained. So I don't wear underwear.
Now you're in. So you're at the underwear
like
party.
On a plane.
No, on a plane, I want to be the least constrained possible. I want to really be able to breathe.
He's basically
when I'm on
nude
stretch.
On the plane. No. On the planes, he wears the tight. Like I'm not even joking. When we were flying internationally last month, he got ready for the airport and he walked out of the bedroom and I go, "You're not wearing that." And he goes, "Why?" Because it was a cutoff shirt that you would wear to the gym that
I get
has
hot.
Like. That has like no sides to it.
Because it gets hot on planes.
You can just see through the shirt.
Because it gets hot.
And then tiny shorts that were just cotton shorts that were.
Because it gets hot.
Okay. That were, we get it. The booty shorts.
It wasn't a booty short, baby. It was a hoochie daddy short. A 5-inch inseam is perfectly acceptable in 2022.
No underwear. And that's just what he was going to wear on the plane.
Don't judge me based on my appearance.
I'm appearance shaming you. This is a new thing. Yes, I'm sure this is.
So he's not judging you. He's just like respecting the airlines.
Yes, I didn't want to get kicked off because they were like, sorry, you don't adhere to our policies for clothing on the planes. So you're at the underwear party and then you wake up this morning in Fire Island. What do you do? What do people do in Fire Island on the weekends?
So you wake up, people eat breakfast, lay at the pool, go to the next party.
And then you go to the next party. So it is just party after party after social event. It's the social event of the season.
Yeah. But also there's a lot of downtime where you're like, I'm going to hang out with my friends and just chit chat and like make shitty food and like take a hot dog. And I was like, I haven't eaten a hot dog in like 6 years. Why am I eating one now? And it's not from Costco. Like,
wait, what? Is that code?
No.
An actual hot dog? Are you talking about so like a beef frank?
No. Yes, an actual hot dog. They were like, here's lunch. It's a hot dog or a burger. Like, eat one. It's not code. I would tell you the code.
Okay. You know, you would.
Raymond, have you kissed anyone since you've been to Fire Island?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you kissed
in
someone.
24 hours. In 24 hours. How many people have you kissed in 24 hours?
Only one, actually. I'm a nice guy. Guys, I'm a gentleman.
Of course, okay. Didn't say you weren't.
Okay, first base, second base, third base, home run. 1, 2, 3, or 4, where? What have you done so far?
So I'm a lady, so we're still at first.
Okay, good, good. First base.
Uh-huh. I've been here less than 24 hours, so we're like keeping it cute.
And by the time you go back to New York, you're going to take it home, you know?
So tomorrow, after this airs, who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, this is current, but it might be dated within the next few days. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so excited that you're having fun on Fire Island. We're here in Vancouver. You're in Fire Island. But guess what? We do what we can to make sure that we make a Pridecast almost every week. So that way the listeners have something to listen to. So here we are, all traveling gays, doing our best. And now we're making a podcast from two different locations. So what are we doing today, James?
Oh, well, today I will be happy to fill you in. So today we are doing, I don't know if I'm excited for this or if I'm nervous for this, but we are doing Ask Me anything. A lot of people have questions. They message us, whether it's on Instagram or whether they're jumping on the Pridecast arenas and asking us things. And so today we decided we would answer some of those Ask Me Anything questions. And we didn't get to screen these. Tara and Raymond just kind of went through them. So I can only imagine what y'all have asked.
I know. I'm a little nervous, but also excited, but also, no, I'm pretty much just nervous. So this is going to be a good episode. So Raymond, how do you want this to work? You want to just ask us the questions and we answer?
Yeah.
All right. Go for it. You compile those questions and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with Ask Me Anything on Pridecast with James and Jonathan. Now, Raymond is about to ask us viewer questions. We call them listener questions.
Viewers. Listener.
It's listener questions. Podcast.
People listen to podcasts.
Is that how they digest this?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Okay, well, let's go. Here we go, Raymond. What are our questions?
So the first one is, when is Brad getting a sibling?
Wait, oh my God. What a great question. What a great question. Thank you so much.
Wait, who asked that question? Dre, is this you? Did you do this, Raymond?
Katie, a very nice woman named Katie asked, when is Brad getting a sibling?
Okay, great question, Katie. As soon as possible is the answer. because James is allergic to everything, and we can't have dogs that aren't extremely hypoallergenic. So Sunkissed Doodles are the only ones that we can have. However, we named him Brad, so that way when we get his brother, we can call him Chad. So we have Brad and Chad. So the whole point
of, because I wanted like a really gay, like fabulous dog. And so we tried to call him Yas. And
obviously.
Like Yas. We named him Yas. A lot of people on Instagram ask us, like, I thought his name was Yas. We tried.
And then like, he just got into this football and this humping this girl dog thing. And we're like, God, you're such a Brad.
He's so butch and straight.
You're Brad. You're a Brad. So that's how he became Brad. So then John was like, oh, we got to get Brad and Chad. The reason we are not
the reason we are getting a brother
for Brad right now is because we travel too much between your movies and Outbound to be the proper parents.
See, I disagree. I think
whereas Brad has all these wonderful aunts and uncles that always come and stay with him at the house, and he has known them since he was a baby and he loves them. It's very easy to say, hey, who wants to come stay at the house and watch Brad? But to say who wants to come watch Brad and Chad, that is too much of an investment of somebody's energy. I don't think it's the right thing for us to do right now.
Strongly disagree. Okay. Because here's the thing. If we're gone, when we leave, it's just Brad and like the new person that is with him, even though he knows this person, it's still not like his home family, like his pack. It's like dogs are pack dogs, right? So it's not part of his pack. If we get him another, a brother, he will have like a steady, constant feeling of security because part of his pack will always be there. Thank you. We're getting a dog. Sunkissed Doodles. Next question.
So it's unsettled.
Sunkissed Doodles. It's unsettled. Thank you. Let's Sunkissed Doodles. Next question.
Baby, stop. Let's move on to this next question. It's not settled.
Great.
Settled.
So has everyone talked about your haircut, James?
Everybody's talking about this haircut. So what happened was I cut my hair because I needed something that was like a real like shake and go, no fuss experience for being on these cruises. Because it turns out after having done them now, I realized very little sleep happens when I'm up with the last people that are going to bed at night. And then I'm up with the first people going to breakfast in the morning. So I needed something that I could just get up, shake out the hair and go. And so that's why I cut all my hair off. But I'm missing my curls, but everybody seems to like this. So maybe I'm not the curly haired girl I wanted to be forever. Maybe I'm supposed to be this one.
Strongly disagree. So one of the
questions. You like the long hair.
I love the long hair. So one of the questions I think someone sent in was, does Jonathan get to pick James's haircut? And the answer is no. I let him get this because he was going to do it no matter what.
I actually wanted to shave my head.
He wanted to shave his head. I said, absolutely not. Because he has this beautiful blonde curly hair that is the most floppy, gorgeous hair you've ever seen in your life. And he complains about it constantly, like, oh, babe, what am I doing to my hair? Oh, my hair, babe.
Complain about it constantly. I just say I'm gonna need a little time to get it done, or it's gotta be somewhere I can wear a hat.
Oh, my hair. And I'm like, you have the best hair in the world. If I had your hair, I would just grow it out. I would look like Sarah Jessica Parker.
No, because I grew my hair out. That's why I would grow it out. You had a fit about my long hair.
Well, that's because you put it into weird braids and then went through this like.
Because I want to be a Viking.
He went through this like Nordic midlife crisis kind of.
It looked hot. I liked it. It was just a lot of work.
The Last Kingdom, almost like weird braids. I didn't like it. However, when it's just big and blonde and curly and gorgeous, I can't stop touching it. But then I get yelled at for touching it. So we just aren't going to win with this haircut situation.
I don't know how we even got on this tangent.
Next question, Raymond.
You said it looks great.
It does look great, but I miss your blonde curly hair.
So do I. But this is no nonsense. This is what I need right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at Jonathan playing with his mouth.
Jonathan's doing the thing where he's bored when I'm talking and he's not getting to talk.
Yeah.
No, I've been shooting a movie all week, so I prefer that you talk. I'm exhausted.
But you had James come up for the weekend.
Yeah, because I love him and we hadn't seen each other in like 10 days and we try not to go more than 2 weeks without seeing each other because that's pretty much our cap where I'm like, at 2 weeks, I need to see you because you're my best friend.
Oh, baby, you're so sweet. Yeah, I couldn't go like a whole month. Wouldn't happen.
All right, so when he landed, he got to Vancouver. What's the first thing you did?
The first thing I did, well, Jonathan was still on set filming. So the first thing I did was find some food. I was so hungry. I had been on a day where I was just like traveling, and every, you know, when like you're traveling, you think, oh, I'm gonna have time to get food here, or time to get food here. And then like you just skirt, like all of a sudden run out of time and you didn't get it. So I was starving by the time I landed. And of course, Jonathan's like, can you get in an Uber and take this 2-hour ride to me to then just ride back 2 hours with me? And as much as I love him and wanted to see him immediately, I really wanted to see a chicken parmesan in front of me. So I was not totally passed out from hunger when I did finally see him. And so I came, got some food, got the hotel ready for him, went and got like his favorite little bubbly drinks from the grocery store, bought him some flowers in his favorite color, which is orange, and was there waiting for him when he got back.
He's very romantic. Like when I got off work and came home at 1 a.m, he was standing outside of the hotel with orange flowers, and we went upstairs and he had all my bubbly waters waiting for me and the whole room set up. So really good to marry James.
5 minutes prior to that, I had ran up to the wrong car, very excited with the flowers, thinking that was, oh, this is Jonathan in the rental car that he got. Yay. It was not. It was somebody's Uber. And they were actually very sad. The flowers were not for them.
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell the story of my first day on set of this movie. So if you look at my Instagram, you can see this. But I went to the wrong base camp and hair and makeup trailer on my first day of filming. So so all movie sets look alike, like the base camp where everyone is, they call it the circus in Canada, like the base camp where all the trailers are, they all look similar. They're all white trailers with trucks and that you couldn't really tell one from the other. Well, there happened to be shooting another project up here called like Zuma or something like that. And I type in the address, I drive myself to base camp, I get off the freeway, and when I get off the freeway, I see all these white trucks and I go, oh, that must be base camp. So what do? I pull into the parking lot, park my car, get out like I own the place. It's the first day of filming. I walk right. I see nobody. So I'm like, oh, they must be in hair and makeup. So I walk right into the hair and makeup chair and I sit down in the chair and the girl looks at me and goes, who are you? And I was like, well, that's a little presumptuous. I'm like your lead actor. Like, I can't believe you would say that. Like, I was like a little offended. And I go, I'm Jonathan. Yeah, I'm like, I'm Jonathan. Who are you? And she goes, what project are you on? And I said the name of my project. She goes, this is the untitled Zuma. And I go, I'm at the wrong base camp. She goes, yeah, you're at the church up the street. I go, very good. Thank you very much. And I get on my chair and walk out and get my car so embarrassed and drive to the right base camp. It was hilarious. I've never done that in my whole career, but I mean, it was literally a block away. So in my defense, if you got off a freeway and saw all those trucks, you would just think that's what it was.
Well, and a lot of stuff is filming in Vancouver right now. So like there's the place we're staying, there's a lot of actors staying at. So I can see how you could make that mistake. It's actually quite funny. And I'm glad you experienced it. So we could all hear you tell the story about it.
Thank you.
Okay, so your confidence and energy is palpable and infectious. What is your secret?
I just naturally have a lot of energy. I wake up in the morning and at like 5:36 in the morning, I'm just ready to go.
This
like
is true.
I don't sleep in. I can't sleep in. I think I'm just born with a lot of energy. So I think I would like, what's the secret? I don't have a secret. It's just me.
Yeah, he wakes up like that. But the thing is, like, he will go so hard all day long. And then when the time comes at the end of the day, he will crash. Like, we will sit down. He has never seen a movie beyond the opening credits. We will lay down on the sofa to watch the movie, and he is out by the time the movie starts. Like, he will run me ragged all day long. And then as soon as it's time to, like, get together and just, like, hang out and be calm, he's out.
Wait, James, I have to ask you about the pitcher of tea.
The pitcher of tea?
The pitcher of tea at that diner.
Yeah, everybody's always so like enthralled with these pitchers of tea.
Yeah, why
so
is that?
Around town, like people know, like Jonathan and I enjoy a glass of iced tea. Like,
unsweetened, yeah. Just brewed iced tea.
We don't drink, so like iced tea is our jam.
I love an iced tea, but the fact that you have the waitress bringing you a pitcher at breakfast is
everywhere
wild.
We go.
Everywhere we go, people know, like anywhere that we're regular at, they know, like basically it's to save them time. It's like, I'm gonna have to refill this cup like 4 times. I could just instead bring you a pitcher and not have to do any work. So that's what they do. And so every time, like, the pitcher will show up at the spots where we're regulars, and it's perfect because then we don't want run the waitress or a waiter ragged, and we get to enjoy our iced
tea. Because there's two of us, and that's a lot. Like, we chug our tea, so it's like they're doing 2 glasses. By the time it's done, it's like 8-10 glasses of tea by the time one meal's done.
I drink a lot of liquid too, just in general.
He's always dehydrated.
Yeah, always. Like, I'm so thirsty
right now. He drinks so much, and so it's just to save the waitress's time. They just drop it off at our table when we walk in because they know they're gonna we're gonna order it.
All right.
Raymond's so entertained by the iced tea.
No, it's just like, you know, I'm so dehydrated. I need to drink more liquid.
Yeah, you should. Listen, I'm going to start texting you. Hey, we're having a glass of water now. Hey, we're having a glass of water now. And you keep up with me, you will be so hydrated. Like, I pee constantly because I drink all day long.
Okay. Everyone wants to know, Jonathan, what was the favorite role of all of your characters you played in your career?
Everyone always wants to know what your favorite character is. And I'd say they're all my favorite characters. I don't really have one. I think being in the Christmas House one was one of my favorite characters because playing Brandon in a movie that was a gay love story for Hallmark Channel and get to like do a first, like make history doing that, that was really fun. So I would say, I'd say it was playing Brandon in the Christmas House.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What do you think looks better on your partner? Boxer briefs, trunks, or briefs?
What do you think looks better on your partner? What type of underwear? Well, we already disclosed that I don't rock the underwear. So what kind would you like to see me in, baby?
My favorite kind of underwear of yours are the ones that are on the floor. Hey!
Do you have to
because just... that means they're not on your body and I can look at how hot your butt is. Thank you.
I'm never wearing them. So they're actually in the drawer.
Thank you. They're folded because of me, because I'm a really good folder. I think I do like you in briefs though, versus like a boxer brief or a boxer. I like you in briefs.
Yeah. Like, I think like, I'm trying to figure out what I would want to like, I think like the boxer brief is actually like the cut I would
really,
I enjoy on you because of where it hugs. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's more places to hug.
So what first attracted you to each other?
I walked by him and I saw him setting up for the segment that he was going to host, that he was going to interview me.
You always say setting up like I was out there like putting out like boxes and lights and like,
no, you were looking at your lines. He was going over his lines and he was just standing there in really tight pants and the most beautiful face I've ever seen.
I was in tight pants. That doesn't sound like me at all.
And yeah, right. And I just looked at him and I was like, that is the hottest person I've ever seen. And it was literally just everything about him. He's just this big, beautiful, like glowing giraffe in tight pants. And I was like, gosh, you're beautiful.
Yeah, mine was, I think it was that you wouldn't shut up. Like, I liked it.
And
like,
I still haven't.
Yeah, but it really, like, he just, like, he wouldn't shut up. And I was like, what is wrong with this guy? But then I was like, I'm so intrigued by this guy because he won't shut up and he just keeps talking. And then he brushed up against me and that's when the magic happened. And then I was like, all right, so this is it. This is the thing. And so I don't know. I don't know when, like, I don't know if there was a moment where I went, oh my gosh, look at him. It was like more so like, oh my gosh, the way he's making me feel right now. And then like, obviously now I'm always like, oh my gosh, look at him. But like, it's different now. Like, I'm like, that's my husband.
Are you saying to make you feel good, babe?
I'm saying you made me feel, okay. You made me feel wonderful. Yes. You made me feel real special.
But then when you moved in together, what did you learn about each other living together? You're like, I know this now because of living with you.
Oh, what did we learn?
Yeah.
One, we don't let Jonathan decorate.
We don't let me decorate. And we don't let James be in charge of the air conditioning. Because if James is in charge of the air conditioning, we will swelter and die because he will never turn it on because he is so cheap. And I will sit there and just sweat in the bed to death and be dehydrated my whole life.
Which is why I drink a lot of water and don't wear underwear.
Yes, see, exactly. And if it's James, I think he learns that I don't decorate anything.
You don't decorate and you will not pick up a single thing of yours in the bathroom. Like the bathroom
my God,
counter
don't
will
even talk
always
about
be chaos and then act like it's mine.
You have your makeup
like,
all
baby,
over
this
it.
Is such a mess.
Nope, you have makeup things from like dyeing your beard and stuff. And there's little drops of like dye everywhere.
Okay, first off, beard dye, a drop of beard dye is not the same as 75 skin products scattered about on your side and mine,
the
all tipped over, tops
way,
off, leaking,
the only way I
hair dryer
look,
sitting
no.
in the sink, ready to electrocute
my gosh.
Me at a moment's
James
notice.
Sent me porn. James sent me porn while I was
because
here.
The bathroom was such a mess that I decided to finally take things into my own hands and make some changes while
he sent me a picture that was the most pornographic picture I've ever seen. It was something he did in the bathroom while I was gone just now. He installed a hairdryer handle. What do you call it? A hairdryer rack?
A hairdryer mount.
Oh my God. It's a place where I can actually put the hairdryer on the wall and it has a spot now instead of just laying on the floor because we don't have a lot of counter space, or just hanging off the wall, like by the cord.
And all the stuff that was on the counter of yours is now in the baskets,
in the cabinet where it belongs. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going
to
say.
You know what? I'm not trying to defend Jonathan, but like whatever he's doing skincare wise is why he could still play himself in the Ariana Grande music video.
See, exactly. You know what I mean? Because of that skincare product, I was able to be in. Thank you.
I would like to say it's all the water I make him drink because I drink so much water.
It is not all the water.
Hydration is key.
It's not product. True. Jonathan, it's product. It's product.
It's the vanity. It's a deal I made with the devil.
Just as well when you put it away when you're done with it as it does when you leave it out.
No, it needs to aerate like a nice wine.
No. We need to keep it out to remind
us. I'm feeling very attacked right now.
Keep it out to remind us.
Yes. No, we keep it out to remind us to use it. Yep. That's why I leave my Propecia out, my hair pill, so I don't lose my hair. I keep that on the counter so that way when I see them, I remember to take them. If I don't take them, I know, but it's my biggest fear. So I have to like,
it's just crazy. You're not losing your hair. But all right. Besides that, what is your biggest pet peeve about each other?
Go ahead, James. You go first.
No, baby, go ahead.
Because I don't have any.
You don't have a single pet peeve about me. You make me go outside to eat cereal.
I love the way you chew.
You can't stand the way I chew.
I love the way you chew.
You will hang up a phone call if I am eating something.
I did hang up on him yesterday when he was eating Chipotle. He picked up the phone and he was chewing Chipotle. And I said, I have to call you back. And I
hung up. Like, if you loved me, wouldn't you really like enjoy the fact that I'm getting nourished right now? Wouldn't you take extreme gratification in knowing like I'm getting fed right now? I'm eating food. I'm doing all right. Pet peeves with Jonathan. It really honestly is
everything. Everything I do annoys him.
No, it's not, baby. It's I would say the mess on the counter.
You have more of a mess on the counter than I do. There is no way you can say that. I'm going to take pictures and prove it.
I already have
Instagram.
Videos that I wanted to post on Instagram to be like,
I have videos I want to post on Instagram
you
to
think
show
this
people.
Is. It's yours.
It's yours.
No, I mean, honestly, for me though, my baby's thing that gets me the most is he will not look at the price of something. He will just buy it and not look at the price.
Because if I want it, I don't care what the price is. I'm going to get it anyway.
We clearly grew up very differently.
Like,
I had to show this one at the grocery store how to do the thing where you can look at the price per ounce.
Did you know there was a thing where you can look if the
savvy shopper knows everything.
It's like
you can look
price per ounce.
Yes.
Like you can tell a difference of like how much it costs. Like this brand is only 10 cents an ounce. That one's 20 cents. And something tells you that in the grocery store. I had no idea.
Yes. And that is how you make sure you're getting the best deal on stuff. I will find every coupon. I will find every sale. I will find everything that is good as late as today. And then it's going to expire. And that's what I will get. This one will be like, sure, you want to charge me three times what I should be paying for that? I'll take it.
And I'll buy the ladies behind mine too. Yeah. Come on in.
So that's probably my pet peeve with that one.
So not looking at the prices at Costco.
Yes.
Anywhere. In life.
Okay, so James, you flew to meet Jonathan in Vancouver because you were away. But when you two are away from each other, how do you keep the romance flame going?
How do we keep the romance alive when we're away shooting and doing things? James is the king of sending naturally hot photos of himself, pretending like he doesn't know that he's hot. Like,
no, I don't. I send pictures of me and the dog.
He'll send her a picture of him and the dog, but his butt will be like popping in the back of like the reflection and like a tiny booty short. He's like laying on like a pool floaty, sending a picture, like just sunning, just out in the pool, getting some sun. But I can see his like total butt in the reflection of the water.
Baby, it's not my fault if artistically things just fall into the frame like that.
No, see, that's he's the king of subtly reminding me how beautiful he is.
No, baby, it's communication. Like, honestly, it really is communicating. It's like checking in throughout the day and like letting that person know that you love him. Like, yep. I will constantly just like shoot Jonathan a message of like, I love you so much, or I hope you're having fun right now on set. Like, it's constantly just checking in with that person to let them know, hey, I'm thinking about you right now. And yes, I am still crazy about you. And yes, I do still love you. You can do your thing, but know that I'm over here still feeling this way about you. That's what it's about.
For example, here are text messages from me and James this past week. Hold on. James says, I love you so too much. me and Stonies are going to take a little nap if you call. And then he says, I love you the most. And I wrote the most. And then he writes, I love you too much. So excited to see you tomorrow.
These are spaced apart, by the way. There's not like one after another.
And then he sends me a semi-nude. And then...
Oh, that might actually just be a full nude. Yeah. Sorry.
So we just like text each other all day and tell each other how much we love each other.
That's a good time. And the unintentional thirst trap is the best way to go.
Yes. Unintentional thirst trap. James Vaughn.
It's not my fault. You got it, I guess. And at this age, if I still got something, great.
What made you guys decide to start your own LGBTQ like travel tour company?
It's for us, like we were just like, where's the space where people are doing what we want to do? Where's the space in the LGBTQ plus community where people are seeing the world and the focus is on community and doing it together instead of partying till 6 a.m., which if that's your scene, go for it. That's awesome. Listen, we've all been there, done that. Raymond, live it up till 6 a.m. at Fire Island this weekend. But for us, we wanted to do the thing where like, everyone's part of the fam and we're all doing it together, but the focus is on the experience. And so that's when Outbound was born. We're like, wait a minute, why don't we just create it? Like, if you can't find the space for what you want to do, maybe it's because it's your job to create it. So we have, and it's really turning out to be exactly what we wanted it to be. And I mean, that sense of community is so strong. Coming back from our trips and seeing the people that met on our trips, now interacting on social media, are meeting up outside of the trips and we see them posting together. It's a really cool feeling. It feels like, you know, like we're doing something right.
So now you're in Vancouver, what's next?
After Vancouver, we're going to Berlin on our outbound trip, Berlin to Amsterdam. And then it's back up to Canada for another movie.
And then we go to Croatia for another outbound trip, which is one of my favorite places in the entire world. I'm so excited for that one. And then we also, we have so much trips coming up. Like we're really, really fortunate. Like starting this gay travel company was the right move.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
So I'm glad we did this.
James, I think that people are really happy you started it, but people want to know why you don't respond.
I'm sorry, what? What's the question?
Somebody said, James, why don't you ever respond back?
He doesn't respond to anyone. So if...
Wait, I feel seen, I think.
If you're getting the DMs, if you're DMing James or something like that and he's not responding, it's normal. He's the one person I know that has like his mail icon that has like 89,400.
No, 78,221.
78,221, not a joke.
199 unlistened to voicemails and 88 text messages that have not been checked.
So it's not you, it's him.
I'll get to it.
The like, anxiety I have from that,
I don't feel like people should have access to you all the time. And I think your peace is very important sometimes. And so if I need my peace and somebody's blowing up my phone, I'm not going to disrupt that peace right now to check it. And then that's how they just kind of get pushed down. If you really need me, you'll eventually get a hold of me.
True.
So don't take it personal if I haven't responded to this.
So you have your phone and the mail icon has like unread emails?
Not a joke. Just
I think
a
I
fact.
Have to turn down the brightness for you to be able to see it. Can you see it?
No, I can't live like that. Jonathan, can you live
no,
like that?
No, it's the anxiety. That's like my blood okay. boils. My blood boils to see all the red dots on anything. Like I'll uninstall an app and reinstall it if the little red dot won't go away on the phone because it'll drive me nuts.
So it was, when did you figure that out in your relationship that he has the icons just unread? Just all the things.
But I don't do that with Jonathan. I don't do that with my
baby.
I'm
the only one that
is
different.
That's fine that you don't do it with him. But like if I had a partner,
it's absolutely nuts.
Chaos.
No, it's chaos.
Listen,
I
get everything done I need to get done. And I keep in touch with everybody I need to keep in touch with. And it's cool. Like I said, if you need to get a hold of me, you will find a way. Listen, I know there's other people out there just like me. And just know I got your back.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh.
In fact, DM me and tell me about it. I won't respond, but DM and tell
me
about it.
Send screenshots.
I don't have their back. I can't live like that. I can't have that many unread messages. Nope. You know what I mean?
Oh
no,
my gosh.
We're gonna live a full life.
Yes.
We're gonna be great. I can't have that many unread emails.
To each their own.
Oh right? My gosh.
To each their own.
How do you even know to check into a flight?
Exactly.
I use the flight app.
If there's no notification,
Listen, flight apps are good. I check all those. Look, not a single little thing popping up there.
Oh my gosh, I can't. Oh my gosh. Well, babe, let's go explore Vancouver. You're up here.
Wait. I want to ask before we go. I want to ask a question because somebody sent me questions to ask, and so Jonathan, if you could give each other three positives about each other, what would they be?
Ooh,
you have a very beautiful face and heart and butt and body. You take such good care of me. and make me feel so special all the time. And you're a really good dog dad.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thanks, baby.
What about me? Tell me more about me.
And we'll be right back after this.
Oh, my God.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season remind us to embrace change and fearlessly look toward the future. Like Andrew Jarecki, award-winning filmmaker and creator of Movie Phone.
The studios didn't really control the theaters didn't control the studios. And I thought, well, there's a window in here where I could make things easier for the consumer and also make something that would be very useful for the industry.
Or Kellen Kenney, Chief Marketing and Growth Officer at AT&T, who installed fiber in customers' houses rather than leading from afar.
It is so crucial that you spend time with the customers. That is the best lesson.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, you're supposed to do 3 positives about me. Come on.
Baby, I tell you all day long, you know this.
What are they?
First off, I admire your tenacity like you would not believe.
What does that mean?
Baby, how you like say, this is what I'm going to do when you get it done. You go for it. I mean, you're not only starring in this movie you're doing right now, you're executive producing it. You were on the ground with this one from the start. Like, I love that. Obviously, I'll be a little superficial and say your aesthetic is very pleasing to the eye.
It is a good aesthetic,
and
isn't
so
it?
I enjoy looking at my husband. I'm very fortunate in that regard. And I love your heart.
Oh.
I love that as much as I complain about how you don't look at the price of nothing, I love how like there's so many times I won't even know. And someone will like mention to me how like, oh yeah, Jonathan really helped me out at this point. Or Jonathan did this for me. I needed some money and Jonathan did that. Like it's a beautiful attribute that you have that I know you got from your mom, that you constantly want to help people. And I love that about you.
Aww.
It says who you are deep down. Even though you always only see this like crazy spastic person, there's a big heart in there.
Thank you, babe.
Oh my God, y'all burst.
Yeah.
Raymond, go find whatever you want to find in Fire Island right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, let's talk about what happened this week in gay history. James, before we go forward, we always have to remember where we came from. What happened this week in gay history?
Hey, let's look at something good. I'm taking back to 1975, which is not so long ago if you really think about it. But this is when Santa Cruz County in California became the first U.S. county to make job discrimination against gay men and lesbians illegal.
Come on, Santa Cruz.
Progress. But hey, listen, it's still not the case everywhere. So we got to remember, like, this is still a fight. We got to do what we got to call out and applaud the places that were first to do it. And Santa Cruz County, appreciate y'all back in 1975 making LGBTQ plus history.
Yes. Come on, Santa Cruz. I think we got to move to Santa Cruz now.
Well, that was in 1975. We're going to check it out now.
See yeah, I wonder what prices are like, too.
Like, I only got, like these facts of this. I haven't done a deep dive into Santa Cruz but, as of right now.
And this, isn't that the Santa Cruz diet? No, that's Santa Clarita diet.
That's eating people, so I think that's a totally different thing.
Totally different thing. Totally different thing.
It's a Drew Barrymore show.
But you know what we have to do? We also have to, before we go, shine our big gay spotlight on somebody where we point out people in the LGBTQ plus community that are doing extraordinary things, and we want to shine our big gay spotlight on them. Babe, who do we have this week?
Hey, do you remember Emma Corrin? Don't say that you do if you don't look at my notes.
I do remember.
Do you remember?
No.
You don't? All right, so on that Netflix series, The Crown, she played Diana, Princess of Wales, right?
Right.
She was using she, them pronouns then. Now she's using they, them pronouns, which makes her the first non-binary person to cover the American version of Vogue. And by the way, it's a flawless cover. They look amazing, good. Right?
I mean, it's beyond.
Yeah, it's I love watching their evolution. Like,
yes.
Going from The Crown to now, it's really amazing. And just, it's one of those things where, like, people feel seen. Somebody's going to see that cover and realize, you know what? I can do it too. Not only can I be on the cover of Vogue, but I can just be myself right now. And that's a beautiful thing. So Emma Corwin, big gay spotlight of mine is shining on you.
Woo woo. That's the big gay spotlight sound. Woo woo.
That's not the big gay spotlight sound. Woo-woo. No, it's not.
Okay. Well, you know what? Thank you all for joining us on this episode of Pridecast. We will see you next week for more gay things.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.